Now on to letters to the evening news. This week, for some reason, the letters are either very long indeed or all about politics. So it's a rather short list today. Well, more on the Broads now, with a letter from boat builder C. Edmondson of Martham, who is critical of the Broads' management. I read in the weekend's press that Mr. Packman and the Broads Authority can't understand why boat numbers are declining and that the Broads are on a knife edge. There is talk of a survey to find out the reasons why. Not that long ago, the Broads Authority were in the press again because they couldn't understand why abandoned boats on the Yar were sinking. Here lies the answer to the problems. No need for a survey. The Broads Authority are completely and utterly useless. The only thing they're good at is wasting vast sums of money hand over fist. Boat owners are fed up to the back teeth of the massive toll increase and no service in return. We have no practical range of patrols, antisocial behaviour, loss of moorings, flooding, and token gestures of maintenance. Over the last 20-plus years, Mr. Packman has overseen the rapid decline in our waterways. It's no longer the beautiful, vibrant place it once was. The Broads are a result of a medieval industrial landscape. They were built by man and maintained by man through the centuries. For the past 20 years, this has not been the case. None of us object to paying tolls. We do so to preserve our area and hobby. But what I do object to is handing over a substantial amount of money every March to fund a non-sustainable service. The Broads need staff who know how they work and who get their hands dirty and their feet wet.
On a totally different topic, Ruth Harrison of Aylsham has something to say about the current fad for changing company names. Interesting to read recently about Aviva. But why on earth did they change the name? Norwich Union said it all and grounded it in the fine city. Aviva, a nothing name, thought up by a PR company.
Finally, football has a say, as Colin Burley has a pithy note to add to the current local scene. And it seems that women are showing the men how to do it. I'm pleased to see the recent successes of the Norwich City women's football team. Perhaps their coach, Andy Cook, might like to pass on a few tips to Liam Manning on how to score goals and win matches.
Football again, and the city poor form is highlighted by J. Ray of Aylsham. I see that those who threw tennis balls onto the pitch in protest at what's going on with City currently may have their season tickets revoked. Is this at all fair? Why should those who didn't commit the crime, if that's what it was, retain their season tickets so that they have to, week in, week out, continue to watch what is currently being served up on the pitch, and those who did commit the crime get away with not having to go?